an NPR One original.
The escalating war over Iran has created a tense backdrop to the Winter Paralympic Games in Italy. And now the conflict is breaching a long-standing Olympic truce. I'm Andrew Mambo. The Paralympic opening ceremony is Friday, and NPR's Brian Mann is in Milan covering this story. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Andrew.
Okay, so Brian, what exactly is the Olympic truce?
Well, historians say the Greeks actually began adopting truces as early as 776 BC so that athletes could travel to take part in Olympic sports events that were considered sacred. This concept was revived in modern times in the 1990s when there were wars in the Balkans. And ever since then, it's been a tradition, basically, for the United Nations to pass this symbolic resolution. It urges nations to avoid military conflict around the Olympic Games and the Paralympic Games, which are held for elite athletes with disabilities. And this winter, the truce was supposed to last through March 15th after the Paralympic Games wound down here in Italy. That did not happen.
And what other times has the truce been broken during the Olympic or Paralympic Games?
Yeah, sadly, this isn't a new thing. When I was in Beijing 4 years ago for the last Winter Olympics, Vladimir Putin was actually there, and there were reports during the Olympics, the Winter Games, of him massing soldiers and tanks on Ukraine's border. Then right after the Olympics, but before the Beijing Paralympic Games, Putin launched his full-scale invasion of Ukraine. That's, of course, a war that continues to this day. So these truces, they're sort of an idealistic idea, but they don't often hold up.
Well, this week, hundreds of athletes with disabilities are gathering in Italy. That includes athletes from Iran and Israel. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, well, in terms of these two athletes, there were just two, one from Iran and one from Israel. They each country qualified a single athlete. The Iranian is a 23-year-old para-cross-country skier. NPR has not been able to confirm that individual's status or safety. We've been trying to do so, but haven't been able to. Israel, meanwhile, did qualify a 24-year-old for para-alpine ski events. That individual has been posting on social media from Italy, so we know they are in the Alps, safe and training.
Now, the International Olympic Committee had been silent about all this. They finally released a statement today. What did they say?
Yeah, this was interesting that they didn't speak out before, but IOC officials put out a statement. They say they want sport to remain what they call a beacon of hope in the world, and in a world they describe as shaken by conflict, division, and tragedy. The IOC did call on all nations to allow athletes safe passage here to Italy. But it's worth noting that even before all of this, politics and war had overshadowed these Paralympic Games. That's because sports officials are allowing athletes from Belarus and Russia to compete under their national flags with full status. That's despite the ongoing invasion of Ukraine. In protest over that decision, half a dozen countries, including Ukraine, are now boycotting the opening ceremony that's scheduled for Friday in Verona.
That's NPR's Brian Mann in Milan. Brian, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.